from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Uh-oh. I'm running out of O's. I have the last of them, though. Right here, on our 113th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 113. And now, wishing you a merry almost Christmas, here's Brian Michael Page.
Merry almost Christmas. Hey, I like that one, man. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbuyanis Mikaelis Pagina. We are in the fourth week of Advent, Rorate week, but only for a couple of days. But then you get into Christmas this Tuesday, and then it's followed by all the days within its octave. We are in the 113th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Hey, I have a stupid question to ask, okay? This is on a secular note, by the way. All those stations that have been playing Christmas music 24-7, or should we say the stuff that people these days pass off as Christmas music, or, excuse me, holiday favorites? I have a question. Since when did My Favorite Things and Let There Be Peace on Earth become Christmas songs? Now, I don't mind so much hearing My Favorite Things, especially as the way it's done on The Sound of Music, okay, because I have a big appreciation for arts like The Sound of Music, but it's definitely not a Christmas song by any means. I mean, even on The Sound of Music itself, there was no Christmas scenario around it, you know? And Let There Be Peace on Earth, or as I once heard it called, Let There Be Peas and Carrots on Earth. Well, double barfarama. One, the music is so wimpy. It's that tune that kind of makes you want to all gather around a tree and hold hands like the Who's in Whoville. And two, the text is just so damn me-centered, it's pathetic. Not to mention, there is no mention of any element of Christmas. No Jesus, no Santa, no nothing. I mean, if you want a good Peace on Earth song, I'll take Hark the Herald Angels Sing or It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Thank you very much. That said, today we're going to finish off our O Antiphon's Reflections with our final antiphon, O Emmanuel, as appointed today. But first, let's bring back our good friends, the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers! Well, let's go over the feast for one of the most complex weeks of the year. Currently, we're in the fourth week of Advent, but that is only until Monday evening. So, looking at Monday in both forms, well, until First Vespers anyways, Feria. After that, the Vigil of Christmas, and again, that is in both forms, the Ordinary and Extraordinary. Tuesday, the 25th, of course, both forms, Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Three different sets of Mass propers for that day, midnight, dawn, and day. It's celebrated as a solemnity in the ordinary form and in the extraordinary form as a first class. Wednesday, the 26th, both forms, St. Stephen the Martyr. That's a second class in the extraordinary form and a feast in the ordinary form. Matter of fact, the next 2 days to follow that will also be second class and feast in respective forms. Thursday, the 27th, in both forms, St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. And Friday, on both forms, the Holy Innocents. Again, these are second class in the extraordinary form and feast in the ordinary form. Saturday, the 29th, St. Thomas of Canterbury, in both forms. It's also known as St. Thomas Becket. Matter of fact, if you look in the Liber Usualis, he's known as St. Thomas of Canterbury, Bishop and Martyr, and it's his, a commemoration. In the ordinary form, he is known as St. Thomas Becket. Same Thomas. Okay, and that is an optional memorial in that form. And then finally, Sunday the 30th, in the extraordinary form, Sunday in the octave of Christmas. In the ordinary form, Feast of the Holy Family. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Fainted Anywhere suggestion box.
The Sunday following Christmas, when celebrating the extraordinary form of the Mass, is simply known as the Sunday in the Octave of Christmas. The Feast of the Holy Family in the traditional Mass is celebrated on the Sunday after Epiphany, the day where, in the ordinary form of the Mass, the baptism of the Lord is usually celebrated. Now, in the ordinary form of Holy Mass, the Mass according to the current Missal, Holy Family is the date celebrated on the Sunday after Christmas. If Christmas falls on a Sunday, and such is not the case this year, then Holy Family would be moved to the Friday after Christmas, still a feast, but not a day of obligation. It is the Feast of the Holy Family that we will look into in today's suggestion box. Let's start with the introit. Deus in loco sancto suo, Deus qui inhabitare facit unanimes in domo. Ipse dabit virtutem et fortitudinem plebis sue. The verse. Exsurgat Deus, et dissipentur inimici eus, et fugiant qui oderunt eum a facie eus. God is in his holy dwelling place, the God who makes us dwell together, one at heart in his house. He himself will give us power and strength to his people. And the verse, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before his face. Now, the antiphon may not be a direct citation to what I'm going to lead you to, but this antiphon does lead me to pieces of the hymn, Our Father by Whose Name. And the tune normally used with that is Rosimeter, a Welsh hymn tune. Now, you organists out there, if you're looking for a killer prelude on the tune Rosimeter, look no further than the collection Three Preludes on Welsh Hymn Tunes by Ralph Vaughan Williams. This collection contains preludes on the tunes Bryn Cawr Faria, Rosimeter, and Heifredal. The prelude on Rosimeter, it's just downright gorgeous. The gradual. Una petii a domino, hac requiram ut inhabitem in domo domini, ut videam voluptatem domini, et prodigat a templo sancto eus. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to gaze in delight upon the Lord's beauty and be sheltered in his holy temple. And that is from Psalm 27, or 26 in the Vulgate. One hymn I found in cyberhymnal.org that attracted me was one called, Oh, That I Could Forever Dwell, pretty much based on this part of the psalm. This text is by Elizabeth Reed, published back in 1842. Now, the tune used in cyberhymnal.org for this one is called Weber, first published in 1867. I do have a hymn tune of my own, which I actually adapted metrically from the Gregorian melody Unam Petii. Feel free to ask me about it. Now, if you're using the responsorial psalm option instead of the graduale option for the chant after the first reading, O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. And this antiphon, of course, goes with Psalm 128, or in the Vulgate, 127. Best metrical setting? Gelano, hands down. I love that one. Now, the Alleluia verse, if you're using the graduale option, Gaudete justi in domino, rectos decet collaudatio. Rejoice in the Lord, you just, for praise from loyal hearts is fitting. Nice choral piece on this would be Exultate justi in domino by Ludovico Viadana. I sang bass on this one while in the Allstate chorus as a high school senior. You can download this one for free from the Choral Public Domain Library, and we'll leave a link directly to the Exultate in the show notes. Also, there's the Gelano Psalm 33 with the antiphon, Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts, which is also quite nice. Now, the offertory. In te speravi, Domine, dixi, tu es Domine meus, in manibus tuis tempora mea. I put my trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My time is in your hands. That's actually the slavishly literal translation. My time is in your hands. Tempora. Time. A little more loose. My destiny, or even my life, is in your hands. And this is from Psalm 31, or 30 in the Vulgate, and is actually part of the psalm used in the solemn liturgy of Good Friday. And now the communion. Tole puerum et matrem eus et vade in terram Israel, defuncti sunt enim qui quaerebant animam pueri. Take the child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. Now this comes from the gospel reading of the day, from Matthew. Those who sought the child's life, well, of course they're referring to King Herod and pals. Perhaps Coventry Carol, which is also going to be good for the Feast of the Holy Innocents this Friday. Now for some additional hymns, remember that you are still in the season of Christmas at that point. In fact, in the octave of Christmas. So, of course, you want to remember that Christmas is one of only a couple of solemnities left that still has an octave. Easter is the other. So, yes, seasonal music is still very much appropriate. The hymns listed, complements mainly of Cantica Nova's planning pages, are particularly appropriate to the day. All my heart this night rejoices, the tomb Warum salt ich, and I think I mentioned this before, it's number 12 in Worship 2. All who keep the faith of Jesus, also known as ye who claim the faith of Jesus. The tune choice for me would be the tune that's found in the book Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles. The name of the tune, however, eludes me at this time. Sorry about that. Angels we have heard on high, especially if your hymnal or missalette has that fourth verse. See him in a manger laid, whom the choirs of angels praise. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, while our hearts in love we raise. Away in a manger. Speaking of away in a manger, listen towards the end of the show for a poll that we'll be giving out along with this episode. Ding dong, merrily on high. This is one I've always liked, especially the refrain. You know, it's kind of reminiscent of the refrain of Angels We Have Heard on High, but with a much longer gloria. You know, it's like, gloria, hosanna in excelsis. O come little children. And his hymn text is often used with the tune, Ihr Kinderlein kommet. Or, come, you children. One of the better pieces to use with the kiddie choir, of course. And for your listening pleasure, the Philadelphia Orchestra, back when the late Eugene Ormandy was conducting, had a really cute arrangement of this carol. Sounded kind of like a toy soldier march of some sort, but it was quite nifty. But it was definitely proof that in addition to strictly classical repertoire, the Philadelphia Orchestra could definitely compete with, let's say, the Boston Pops. Once in Royal David City. This is with the tune Irby, found in many a hymnal. And of course, this one pops up in liturgical indices of just about all of them hymnals, as particular for the Feast of Holy Family. Finally, The Snow Lay on the Ground, a hymn that particularly mentions Mary in verse 2 and Joseph in verse 3. By the way, if you have an OCP book like today's Missal, you will find it there. But do the hymn a favor. Raise the key to G. The key of F, as written in the Missalette, just sounds very weak. I don't know why. I like it better in G. It's got more gusto. Well, don't forget to check out Cantica Nova's planning pages for more hymns, choral music, and organ music. And we'll be back. Anywhere. don't do this at church. Psst, hey pal, I haven't seen you before. Are you one of those apex Catholics? Don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Alley, Dig, iTunes, email, and our message boards. Here it is, the last of our seven-part series on the O Antiphons. Today's antiphon is O Emmanuel.
O
Emmanuel, our King and our Lawgiver, the hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord, our God. Prophecy of Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. St. Matthew's passage here confirms and fulfills Isaiah's scripture promise. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way, when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, and was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took him for his wife.
Veni, veni, Emmanuel, captivum salve Israel. Qui gemit in exilio, privatus Dei filio. Gaude, gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
And now making his Christus Vincit Anywhere debut, our Podsafe musical guest, Bob Berger.
Maria,
And there it is. Bob Berger doing Ave Maria, the Bach Guno Ave Maria. And when we say Bach Guno Ave Maria, that is the melody by Charles Guno with a prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach, serving as that melody's accompaniment. One note of interest, Bob has written songs for Donny Iris, Styx, and others. Bob Berger, courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the legend of the three wise men.
Legend? I don't know about legend.
Ask Rowan Williams.
Today we will present to you the A Child is Born edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I know it's a couple of days early, but since we're going to be taking a little bit of a break, probably won't be doing another podcast for almost another week or so, I figure we'd get this in now. Okay? So here we go. The good. For unto us a child is born from Handel's Messiah. The bad. The people that walked in darkness by the St. Louis Jesuits. You know, I heard a recording of that once. It sounded like part of the soundtrack of one of those claymation Christmas classics that we've gotten to enjoy growing up with, you know? The ugly. Well, what do you know? The people that walked in darkness, sung as part of the soundtrack for one of those claymation Christmas classics. And my favorite song from the claymation classics, by the way, is the one by the Heat Miser. Remember the Heat Miser? I love that guy. I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. Hey, what can I say? I'm a summer baby.
Christmas Vintage.
Ready.
Don't do this at church this Christmas.
Puhue natus est nobis.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Crystal's Vintage the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystal's Vintage Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. All the links are in the show notes for that. Now, with today's episode, I'm going to have a new poll up on our message boards, and this will be under the category of today's episode, CVA 113. The question is, which tune of Away in a Manger do you prefer? The three choices will be the one written by William Kirkpatrick. The one written by James Murray. Or other. Cast your vote today. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere or Crystal's Vintage TV, depending on what mood I'm in. On behalf of Seamus, Papa Joe, Frank, Father Judd, and myself, I want to wish you a happy and blessed Christmas to all of you. I'm Brian Michael Page. Pox.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and...
Oh, yeah,
the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.